Okay. So, the headline from Thinking Machines today is, we built an open multimodal juggernaut with a knob you can turn to make it cheaper or smarter. 975 billion parameters total. 41 billion active. Apache 2.0. And they call it Inkling.
Right. And the thing they're screaming about is resistance to censorship. Like, direct answers on the topics every other open model refuses to touch.
Exactly. So it's multimodal. Text, image, audio, and they ship a lighter Inkling small at 276B, 12B for latency-sensitive stuff.
Mm-hmm. And the headline feature is this controllable thinking effort dial, 0.2 to 0.99. So you pick your compute budget and token bill like some kind of budget airline model.
Yeah, and get this, 1 million token context window, relative positional embeddings instead of rope. MoE architecture, it's the kind of detail-listicle writers lose sleep over.
But let's actually run the numbers, because the rest of the post is less breakthrough and more well-calibrated generalist with a few pockets.
Fine. On coding, they're smoked. GLM 5.2 blows them out at 62.1% on SWE Bench Pro versus Inkling's 54.3%. Terminal Bench 2.1 is 82.7 versus 63.8. Closed models sit comfortably on top.
And on reasoning, DeepSeek V4 Pro and Kimi K2.6 also walk over it. 7 points up on SWE Bench Verified, 15 points on Simple QA. Where they do beat DeepSeek is math. 97.1% on AIM 2026 to DeepSeek's 96.7.
Right. Right. But the weird part, multimodality actually holds up. MMMU Pro clocks 73.3% on Inkling, within spitting distance of Claude Fable 5's 84.2% and GPT 5.6 Sol's 83%. Audio's solid too, 77.2% on MMAU.
Agentic workflows, Inkling shines a little brighter. 74.1% on MCP Atlas versus Nemotron 3's 44.7. So if your loop is multimodal agent work, it's not embarrassing.
Okay, and the epistemics angle. They trained it to answer on sensitive topics, even when it's politically fraught. Cognition's propaganda and censorship eval gave it low refusal on adversarial queries.
No way. Let me stop you. Their headline says 98.6% on strong reject, meaning it's still refusing genuinely harmful stuff. The trick is the refusal curve is calibrated. 78% refusal on tricky adversarial queries, 95.9% compliance on benign lookalikes.
Which sounds great. Until you read the asterisk, they flag occasional compliance on roleplay and indirectly framed harmful prompts. They say, treat it as one layer and bolt on Llama Guard in prod.
So the model's a little chatty on edge cases. Typical open weight behavior.
But the real product, Echo, is the Tinker platform. That runtime control surface, the thinking effort dial, is the wedge. Everyone else is still selling you a black box and praying you like the price.
Wait. You're telling me the play is to open source Inkling so enterprises can run it themselves, but the moat is your hosted API and the knob? That's the same move Mistral did with LeShot.
No, it's the opposite. Mistral's API is just another front end for their model. Tinker's the runtime, not the front end. You get the weights from Hugging Face and the platform from Thinking Machines. That's the lock-in.
Okay, but the benchmarks don't scream buy it. The model's mid-tier, and the censorship posture is a feature only if your compliance team is already screaming for it.
Fine. Then treat it as a fine-tuning bedrock or a local playground. Download the weights. Spin up a quick agent with the thinking effort knob at 0.2 for cheap drafts. Crank to 0.99 when the task matters.
I mean, sure. But if you're shipping anything real, you're throwing the built-in refusal layer straight in the trash and adding Llama Guard anyway.
Well, yeah. That's why this is basically the boring enterprise move. Open weights plus a runtime you can control.
You're still selling me resistance to censorship like it's a product feature, Onyx.
It's a compliance checkbox for the teams who keep getting told no by other models.
But the second your lawyer sees the occasional indirect compliance, they're back on the phone with Llama Guard.
Fair. Still, if you're curious, the waits are on Hugging Face and the Tinker preview is live. Spin up a toy agent loop, dial the knob, and see what happens.
I'll wait until someone ships a proper eval harness instead of the vendor marketing slides.
Wait. You said you'd wait on eval. That's the part I don't buy.
Well, you also said that 3-episode streak about eval being the only thing that matters went exactly nowhere. I'm allowed to change my mind when the numbers move.
Yeah, no. You're completely right. Still, it's the cheapest way to kick the tires.
Fine. But if I poke at it and the thinking effort dial turns out to be vaporware, I'm billing you for the credit card.
Deal. And I obviously didn't sleep on this, literally. So go easy on the vendor TCO claims.
Oh, I will. Like I said, I'm not buying the Resistance to Censorship song and dance until it survives a week in prod.
Which is fair. But the runtime dial is the part that actually matters. And for a boring enterprise grad student project, it's not the worst idea I've seen.